killing the flu virus with a special kind of ultraviolet light. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. It's been a tough flu season. Health experts are always looking for ways to outsmart the influenza virus. David Brenner thinks he's found a new way, a type of ultraviolet light called far UVC.
This far UVC light that we're talking about is at the short wavelength end of UVC light.
Brenner directs the Center for Radiological Research at Columbia University Irving Medical Center. He says we've known for about a century that UV light is very good at killing bacteria and viruses. It damages their DNA.
But the problem is that conventional ultraviolet light is a health hazard. And it can cause skin cancer. It can cause cataracts in our eyes.
So here's where far UVC light comes in. He's found it can kill the influenza virus without hurting people's skin or eyes.
It simply can't reach any of the sensitive cells in our bodies and damage them.
Brenner first tested far UVC light on the drug-resistant bacteria known as MRSA.
And I actually had a friend who went into hospital with for some minor surgery, and he developed a drug-resistant surgical site infection, and he died. And I was pretty devastated, and got my team together and started to think, well, is there anything we can do as physics people to try and take a bite out of this problem?
And they found that far UVC light worked to kill the bacteria. Several years ago, they started testing it on the influenza virus. He says eventually, lamps using far UVC light could be used in hospitals or airplanes or other public places. They're working on getting FDA approval now. This is the Environment Report. Last year, the Trump administration announced it would withdraw the U.S. from the United Nations Paris Agreement and repeal the Clean Power Plan, or CPP. That's the Obama-era policy to reduce carbon dioxide emissions from electric power generation by 32% by 2030, below 2005 levels. But in a new study, a group of researchers found the U.S. can meet its commitment to the International Climate Agreement without the Clean Power Plan. Kara Holsapple has more.
Researchers at Carnegie Mellon University looked at emissions data from the government's 2017 Annual Energy Outlook. Paul Fischbeck is a professor in engineering and public policy and social and decision sciences. He says emissions from power generation have already decreased a lot over the last 5 to 8 years.
From 2.7 billion tons down to an estimated 1.9 billion tons. So that's a very significant decrease.
Fischbeck says the major factor in this reduction is the low price of natural gas. He says even without regulation, like the Clean Power Plan, market forces have caused cleaner-burning natural gas to replace coal-fired power plants.
Based on our study, we've already achieved the 2025 goal today, already. So we're 8 years ahead of where we wanted to be with the Clean Power Plan.
But Fischbeck says predicting the future is tricky. If the economy booms, there could be greater demand for electricity, and that could raise the price of natural gas. Exporting natural gas overseas could also raise its price in the U.S. Fischbeck says that could make coal more competitive again, but it could also mean a boost for nuclear and renewable energy.
If you back up 10 years, no one had forecast this revolution of natural gas prices. There could be equivalent or even more significant technological breakthroughs that would allow us to do things in a very different way.
Fischbeck says a breakthrough in battery technology would make renewable wind energy a more reliable and feasible alternative to natural gas. But he says the low price of natural gas gives the U.S. more options to reduce its carbon footprint, at least for now. For the Environment Report, I'm Carol Holsapple.
And that's the Environment Report for today. I'm Rebecca Williams.